It's such a beautiful practice that we necessarily must engage in every day. So as you go to prepare your lunch or unwrap your sandwich or open up the container with the salad, there are many things you can be aware of. You might begin by just noticing hunger, if there is hunger present. What a universal experience it is to know what hunger is. And so we can nurture this gratitude that, again, we have food to eat. And the food we eat connects us to the universe. So as you unwrap your sandwich or look at your salad, just being aware of the different parts of the meal you've prepared for yourself. Considering those who grew the carrots or the lettuce, those who harvested these fruits and vegetables, those who transported it and arranged it for sale. And even beyond that, to the rain and the sun, all the nutrients in the soil and the many creatures, there is this way in which we can really engage in understanding the truth of interconnectedness each time we sit down to have a meal. And then to consider what is the purpose of this nourishment? How does it serve me in the world? And there are four phrases that we can repeat with our first four mouthfuls. These are phrases of the divine abidings. So just imagine you're holding your bowl of soup or your sandwich and you're taking your first bite. With this bite, may I practice loving kindness. What a beautiful offering to the world that the nourishment you take in is giving you the energy to practice kindness in the world. And then with your second bite, may I help relieve the suffering of others. So knowing that there is suffering in our families, in our community, in the world at large, and that the energy in the food we eat can help us to be of service in whatever way we can. And then with a third bite, with this nourishment, may I take delight in the happiness of others. So this is mudita, or sympathetic joy. So this is really recognizing that happiness is available not as some limited source of joy and contentment, but it's available in our attitudes. So to see the smile of a child, to see a dog with its head out the window of a car and its ears in the wind, to see the trees in blossom, may I take delight in the world. And then the fourth phrase, the fourth mouthful, with this mouthful of food, may I practice the way of non-attachment. So again, this reminder that in each day of our lives, we can nurture attitudes of letting go and restraint and wisdom. And of course, as we know, food offers so many pleasant aspects. The scene of the color, the appreciation of the texture, and then the taste on the tongue, and this feeling of being nourished. But to practice non-attachment might mean to really tune in to hunger and to satiation. What is truly enough? So I'm just going to read a poem. This is from the Therigata. These are the early poems of the first Buddhist nuns. And this is a dialogue between Mara and a young nun named Alavika. So Mara is the personification of sense desire. And she has come and sat herself down under a tree in seclusion to practice meditation. And he approaches. He says, "There is no escape in the world. So what will you do with seclusion? Enjoy the delights of sensual pleasure. Don't be remorseful later." She has already had the chance to develop her wisdom. She says, "There is an escape in the world, which I have closely touched with wisdom. O evil one, kinsman of the negligent, you do not know that state. Sensual pleasures are like swords and stakes, the aggregates of clinging like their chopping block. What you call sensual delight has become for me non-delight." So that might seem a bit harsh to us because we still like to delight in sense pleasures, but it's just to give us a sense of the ensnarement, the entanglement that often takes place when we're not aware, when we're not mindful. So see if you can be mindful of pleasant and mindful of unpleasant as you enjoy your meal. So, bon appétit. And we'll see you back here at 1:30.